Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, part of the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon that was ever preached by the greatest man who ever lived to meet the greatest needs of the human heart in this world that we live in. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 13, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." It's been well said, you've only one life, and it'll soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. All of us in this world are on a journey. We're travelling one of two roads, either the broad road that leads to destruction. The Word of God here says that the majority are on that broad road, many there be that go in thereat. And then there are others who have put their faith and trust in the Son of God and the sacrifice upon the cross, and they're on the narrow way that leads to heaven and leads to home. And the reality is that life is not a dress rehearsal. It's the real thing. There'll be no repeats. There'll be no second chances. There's only one voyage in the sea of life. And the Titanic, this great ship that was built in Belfast, was built to last for many, many years and even generations. And yet the reality is it only made one voyage. On Tuesday, the 2nd of April, it left Belfast in 1912, went to Southampton, docked there for a day or two, and then it began its maiden voyage from Southampton to New York City. Its maiden voyage, its only voyage, a voyage that was cut short, a voyage that ended in tragedy. And many people in this world of ours, they don't realise that they're on just one voyage. At any given moment, that one maiden voyage in life can suddenly and tragically be cut short, and individuals can be lost forever. Life is not a dummy run. You're on a journey today. You're travelling a certain direction. You're on a certain road. Have you ever thought about what road you're on? Have you ever thought about what destination you're going to? If you're still without Christ, I want to tell you in the authority of this book that you're bound and headed for a lost eternity. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. And our Lord and Saviour, full of love and compassion, full of grace and truth, spoke about hell and damnation and judgment and destruction more than any other preacher in the Word of God before or after, because he loved the souls of men. He was faithful, he was good, he was kind, and he was true. What road are you on today? You know, Albert Einstein, the great scientist, the great physicist, gifted with a tremendous intellect, whenever he was an older man, had lost some of his mental alertness, forgetfulness and confusion was setting in. And on one occasion he was travelling on a train. He had purchased his ticket. And as the train began its journey, and the conductor was making his way through the carriages, he came to the carriage that Mr. Einstein was on, and found a great scientist that was so well known across the world, on his hands and knees under the seats of the train, greatly agitated. The conductor stopped him and says, "Mr. Einstein, have you lost something?" Einstein stood up and said, "It's my ticket. I can't find my ticket." The conductor says, "Well, Mr. Einstein, you've got nothing to worry about. I know that you're a man of integrity. I know that you purchased a ticket. And if anybody questions whether you purchased a ticket or not, point them my direction and I will vouch for your integrity. You've got nothing to worry about." Mr. Einstein says, "I know that I purchased a ticket. That's not my dilemma. I've lost my ticket, and that ticket tells me where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where to get off. I don't know what stop I have to get off at, because I don't know where I'm going." What an awful dilemma. Didn't know where he was going. Do you know where you're going today? Are you going to heaven? You say, "Well, I think so. I hope so. I try my best. I live a good life." That's not going to get you to heaven. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Only the personal work of our Saviour and Lord. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You've got one life, one voyage. Make sure you're going the right direction, because eternity is too late, too long to be wrong about the gospel. Give your heart and life to Christ today. Call upon him for salvation and enter into newness of life. And be sure and certain that you know where you're going.